Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked, and blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
You bet.
It's great to hear your voice. Dr. Sheely, I was just talking with Jason about gasoline prices, and I just checked. Gasoline prices in Bert Bertonis' neighborhood in Los Gatos, California. The lowest price gasoline is $6.49 a gallon.
Wow.
Yeah. We predicted that it might go $12 to $15. People thought we were crazy, but when we said that, actually when I said that. Dr. Sheely, how are you feeling?
Great. I thought we'd be talking about a cooking class today. I have a recipe for stew rabbit.
Did you happen to catch that class on Friday? Well,
no,
yeah, you know,
I heard about it, but
okay. I just wanted to tell the class so Bert called me and he said, "Hey, Vin, you know, it's your class, and that means that he wants to do something, you know, pretty far out." And he said, "Look, Friday." He said this in the middle of the week last week. He said, "Friday is April Fool's, April 1st. And, you know, you and I have been playing practical jokes on the planet for 42 years. You know, we've been writing press releases that we've invented things that just don't exist. And, you know, we change our names and we use Ilanef for Fennelli and Sinotreb for Bertonis. Those are our names spelled backwards. And, you know, we claim that we've done these things and we send them out to, you know, formerly reputable media outlets like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, you know, over the years. And they got published. And so he thought, well, we should do it on the radio. So on Friday, which was April 1st, we did an April Fool's spoof for the second hour. And instructors called in. And it was spontaneous. It was spontaneous, and we all did it with, except for Rich Sheehan. We did it with a straight face, and Rich kind of cracked up during his call. We talked about how we're going to convert USA Prepares into a cooking show, purely entertainment, exactly the opposite of what we do. And it really took off, and it was and the scary thing is, I can't tell if people are really interested in us talking about cooking, which would be terrible, or or whether they were joining us with the fun. But, yeah, that's what we did. So, class, it was an April Fool's spoof. I was going to mention several times during the class that on Friday that it was a spoof, but it was on such a roll I decided not to. And at the very end, I was going to say April Fool's. But I didn't do that. So I did not admit, nor did anyone else admit, that it was an April Fool's spoof. So Bert asked, we were talking about spoofs, and we thought we would do in the near future, unless someone objects. If you object to this, send me an email, usaprepares@outlook.com. Send me an email if you object. And the spoof would be doublespeak. We'll do another class on doublespeak and prove that most people don't pay attention. At doublespeak, we will. It will sound scientific, it will sound real, but it will be total nonsense. So, Dr. Shealy, we did a couple of those in the past with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And, you know, we made up words. They sounded scientific. We interlaced real words with made up words. It literally sounded scientific. And no one got it. Nobody. Nobody called and said, you guys are nuts. Nobody. So I was trying to prove a point that people just don't pay attention as much as they should. And I guess I proved the point. We did 4 hours, two broadcasts, 2 hours apiece, double speak, and no one got it. Okay. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy? People not paying attention?
Well, remember, 97.5% of people are too stupid to be alive. They don't take care of themselves, so obviously they're not very good at anything else.
Agreed. So, Dr. Shealy, one of the things that we talked about over the last week was Kathy in Ohio likes the idea of us coming out with opening the broadcast with a tip of the day. Now, you and I have not, or tips of the day, you and I have not discussed this at all. So I have a tip. Actually, it's in the form of a question. Do you have a tip or tips that you would like to share in the opening of this class today regarding anything, medicine, whatever you think? Do you have a tip that you'd like to share or tips?
Well, you cannot afford the luxury of skipping health habits. It's an idle luxury, but it's sick.
Okay, so you cannot afford the luxury of skipping health habits. Can you flesh that out, please?
Yes. If the average person misses 1 to 5 essential habits, the number one habit that is the number one cause of premature death is obesity. Over 72% of Americans are overweight, and over 36% are just plain fat. It is the number one cause of death. Number two, the average American eats only 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables. You need a minimum of 5 daily. Only 10% of Americans get any exercise at all. And you need a minimum of 30 minutes, 4 or 5 days a week to be healthy. And over 40% of people do not get 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night. So, as a nation, we are sloppy in our health habits.
Yeah. And one of the questions I was going to ask you, it's on my list for today, under tips of the day, is what happens, Dr. Shealy, if we do not take vitamins, minerals, and supplements? So the tip is, if you don't do this, here's what happens. What happens if we don't take vitamins, minerals, and supplements?
Well, you lose your brain, among other things. Your immune system goes crazy. And, you know, you have every known variety of illness, from cancer to inflammation, etc.
Okay, so if someone has inflammation, how would we know? What is the symptom of inflammation?
Well, it's generally either swelling or redness of the area on the skin or pain.
Okay, so inflammation is exhibited by swelling, redness, and or pain. Okay, and what would be the supplement that you would recommend to reduce inflammation?
Well, at the top of the list is vitamin D3. It is, you know, it's the kingpin of the entire system. You need, ideally, 50,000 units a week if you weigh 140 pounds or more, and 3 times a month if you weigh under 140 pounds. second is vitamin C. You need a minimum of 1 or preferably 2 grams of vitamin C daily, and enhanced with MSM, etc. And you need B complex for your brain, especially for your brain.
Okay. All right. And astaxanthine?
Well, the ultimate is astaxanthine. I take 30 milligrams a day all year. And, well, fortunately, my immune system is hardy.
Yeah, proven and exhibited by your ability to pull out of a massive dose of spike protein that's been shedded your way. Yeah. And,
right.
Dr. Shealy, so I've got a question. It's really pointed. Do you believe, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, do you believe that there is a genocide that has been unleashed on the world with the intent and purpose to kill a large percentage of the population?
Unequivocally. I believed it for over 30 years it was going to happen because I read a book called The Committee of 300 by John Coleman, and he points out that the King of England and the Baron Rothschild in 1726 or 7 planned, well, to take over the world.
And can you describe who the Committee of 300 consists of?
Well, it's in this country, on the Internet, you can find listed members of the 300 Club, so to speak. And these include Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., and George Soros. So the evil empire is alive and well in this country.
Mm-hmm. And so I found it. Class, if you want to find what I just found, there is, you can just type in Committee of 300, Committee of 300, John Coleman. And what I found is a 169-page document. And it was the first result. It's a PDF, the Committee of 300. And there it is for free for you to read. You don't even have to buy it. Okay. And Dr. Shealy, in a nutshell, what is their purpose? What do they want to do?
Well, they want to decrease the population by 90% and have 9% of the people as slaves to the 1%. That's their stated purpose.
So they want, so of the 10% that's left, they expect to be of the 10%, the top 10%, of which the rest, the 90% of what's left. First of all, we're talking about eliminating 90%. Then of the 10% that's left, they would be part of it, and 90% of what's left would be the slaves to the top 10%. That's what you're saying, right? So we get to fix their, roads, fill their potholes, cook their dinners, and if you see what's happening to the Russian soldiers in Ukraine, the Ukrainians are so frosted with what's happened to their country, they're poisoning, literally poisoning the Russian soldiers. They're giving him sweets laced with poison. No kidding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Sheila's with us, and we're talking about the Committee of 300. And according to humansbefree.com, the members of the Committee of 300 are basically the people who run the world today. I'm quoting. Above them, there's another group called the Council of 33, and above yet another group, the Council of 13, also known as the Crown Council of 13, which is made up of just 13 of the most powerful families on Earth. And it says, continuing, the important thing about these families is not just their incredible wealth, but their incredible long, very long ancestry. These families can allegedly trace their lineage all the way back to the ancient gods who gave Earth leadership to their demigod offspring, i.e. the children of the gods that had human women with human women before leaving Earth. So these 13 families are the hierarchy of the global elite, Dr. Shu. That's what you're saying. Is that right?
Yes.
And they all have ties because they marry within the committee, if you will. They marry
exactly.
Each other. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. And so... If you look at the genocide, the pandemic, the COVID, the release of this bioweapon, is it that the plan is to carry out the destruction of 90% of the population and still leave 10% where?
and led by Fauci and Gates.
And that explains why we did not retaliate against China for unleashing this. And that explains to me why we have Fauci in the position of telling us what to do to make sure that we get a little bit of truth, just a little bit of truth, and then the rest would be sending us off in a direction to have us kill ourselves faster with injections. Does that make
sense?
Exactly. Is that right?
Well, it doesn't make sense, but it explains it as I see it.
That's what I meant. Okay, so, class, the plan is you've got to eat healthy. You've got to take your vitamins, minerals, and supplements. You've got to be part of the 10% to survive this genocide. And then you have to figure out if you're going to be a slave or not. I'm not going to be a slave. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to resist to my last breath. That's my plan. And there are a lot of people who feel the same way. But Dr. Shealy, there are a lot of people who have been hoodwinked. There are people who call me and tell me, you got to get the jab. You got to get it, otherwise you're going to die. And I'm thinking, if I get the jab, I'm going to die. It's unbelievable how the GDP, which stands for the generally dumb public, has been hoodwinked.
The crime of the millennium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very serious, class. Okay. Dr. Shealy, you've given your protocol for doing the best we can, which is the vitamins, minerals, and supplements. And what about things not to eat? What should we not eat in order to help us beat
sugar,
the genocide?
Fructose, corn syrup, and anything that has been artificially changed, including GMO, genetically modified crud.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, that list of what we should not eat includes almost everything.
80%, at least 80% of food available is on the list.
And, yeah, so class, I guess what Dr. Shealy and I are saying is if it comes in a box, comes in a package, it's extruded, comes in a tube, comes in a can, it has ingredients that are toxic and are detrimental to your health. Dr. Shealy, can we come back? My mother was absolutely against artificial food colors. Absolutely against it when I was growing up, which meant virtually no candy. And a lot of other things we didn't have.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed 6 people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin has announced the mostly partisan congressional panel investigating January 6 has a goal to hold public hearings on their findings in May. Opponents of the commission remind America the only person killed that day was an unarmed civilian shot dead by Capitol Police, who then walked away scot-free. President Trump has called this politically motivated and nothing more than a witch hunt, referring back to February of 1692, the Salem witch trials, where 25 people were killed. Some of Ukraine President Zelensky's comments on CBS's Grammy show last night.
What's more opposite to news? The silence of ruined cities and killed people. Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died. And we'll never see them drawing. Our burns are heavy to wake up in the morning in bomb shelters, but alive. Our loved ones don't know if we will be together again. The war doesn't let us choose who survives and who stays in internal silence. Our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedo. They sing to the wounded in hospitals, even to those who can't hear them, but the music will break through anyway. We defend our freedom to live, to love, to sound. On our land, we are fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the dead silence. Feel the silence with your music. Feel it today to tell our story.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor. Dr. Sheely, my mom was absolutely positively against the purchasing and consumption of artificial food colors and artificial flavors. And I think that was a product of her listening in the radio in the 1960s to Dr. Carlton Fredericks of Fairleigh Dickinson University. He was a broadcaster in the 1960s. Dr. Sheely, what are your thoughts about artificial colors, the reds, the blues, the greens, the yellows?
Well, it may not be the most poison thing in a food supply, but it's junk and dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering if it confuses the cells of the body, because happened to see this young, I saw this young child in the shopping cart, sitting in the seat portion of a shopping cart, and a young mother was pushing this child around, and this child had this blue, like lollipop, and it was actually like a, it's more than a lollipop, it was more like a pacifier. And this child took this thing out of his mouth, and his tongue was absolutely royal, combined with sky blue. And it looked like that color wasn't going to leave this child's lips, mouth, tongue for, you know, the next several hours at the soonest. That's what I'm concerned about. There's absolutely no need for that. No need whatsoever to have the colors added. There's no reason for candy canes to be striped red. Okay. All right. Next question I had was, Dr. Shilley, what is the meaning of life? What is our purpose here? Why are we here on Earth? Do you have a thought on that?
Yes. We are a spirit with a soul incarnated to learn the ideal of divinity.
We are a spirit with a soul incarnated
to learn.
To do what?
Divinity, divine. Learn to be divine.
How are we doing in that pursuit?
Well, as a culture, not well.
Yeah.
We are 37th lowest in the world in overall health.
Yeah. And I think that I remember being back in the 1960s, we were close to number one.
Well, today we are way down this pike. A number of third world countries are healthier than we are.
What happened, Dr. Shilley?
Well,
how did we fall so far so fast?
Industry took over. The pharmacomafia took over. The food industry took over. The bureaucracy took over.
I remember. When I was a consultant for the public school system in Virginia, and I happened to be in an elementary school, and the principal, I was working with the teachers, teaching the teachers, and the principal said, "Why don't you join us for lunch? We'll go to the cafeteria." And so I got a tray, just like the students did. I got the same tray, the same food, the same everything. And the principal showed me they had two different kinds of ketchups in packets. One was for the teachers, and that was the good stuff. And the other packet was for the students, and that was the not-so-good stuff. And and he said, "Come on in the back. We'll get some ketchup." So we got some ketchup in the back, and I thought it was an outrage that the students got, you know, substandard ketchup. And then he told me that this ketchup served with this meal on the tray for the students was the vegetable. I'm not kidding, class. Because the students were offered a packet of ketchup, the same kind, well, actually the same size that you would see at McDonald's, the students then had their vegetable for the day. I'm not kidding. I think you're absolutely right on the money, Dr. Shilley. I just put that exclamation point out there. First-hand experience, class, that I had in a school. And if you're wondering why your children are not so healthy, part of the problem is school and the substandard lunches that they serve. Dr. Shilley, any comments about the ketchup and the vegetable story?
Well, it's evil. That's kind of way to say all bad things. It's evil.
I remember in elementary school, you'd get a carton of milk with your lunch. And that milk never tasted the same as the milk that I got at home. It was completely different, and it was hard. It was hard to drink that stuff. It was not the same. What was different about it? I don't know. Was it not refrigerated? I don't know what it was, but it smelled lousy, and it tasted lousy every day for years. It never got fixed. I don't think it was the same stuff that came in the milk bottles at home. I don't believe it. I can't prove it. It's 60 years ago. I can't prove it. But do you remember milk in cartons tasting funny, Dr. Shealy, or is it just me?
Well, I actually don't recall drinking milk in cartons since I gave up living on a farm, you know, to go to college. I must have drunk it. What foul stuff was offered, but I don't remember the taste.
Okay. Class, if you'd like to call in right here to be on with Dr. Shealy, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, repeat. You can call right now and be on the air with Dr. Shealy and ask him your medical questions. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, are we alone in the universe, do you think? Do you have a thought on that?
Well, no, I do not think so at all. I mean, I'm a great fan of Zechariah Sitchin. And according to him, at least 400,000 years ago, the planet Nibiru landed on this Earth to mine for gold. And they are responsible for the megalithic creation. It's like a great pyramids, etc. And in Genesis, one of my favorite statements in the Bible is, the sons of God came down to earth and mated with the women.
And are we the result of that, or just the royalty the result of that?
Well, according to him, we were cloned from our primitive background, and actually, you know, have a piece of the genes of the giants.
Mm-hmm. So these stories that we've heard, you believe are based in fact?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. So what is the, Dr. Shealy, what do you think is our future? Do you think we're going to survive ourselves? Are we going to revolt against the committee? Are they going to win?
Are we going to win? Only damage, and I don't see a revolution solving the problem. I would hope for it, but I don't expect it.
Kind of like if you look at Russia versus Ukraine, nothing but damage. Nothing but damage.
Yes.
Destruction at least in Ukraine, and there's some thoughts that Ukraine's attacked Russia and blew up a depot. We don't know. We have no idea what's true or not. We've seen videos,
right,
but who knows if they're real or created in a set or on a computer screen. Okay. I was talking with our son weeks and weeks ago, and he said, "You know why we haven't been visited by extraterrestrials?" And there was a scientist who said the reason is that whenever a society gets to the point where they can travel in space, just before that point, They self-destruct. They fight with themselves, and they blow each other up. And it sure seems like what we're doing to ourselves. We've done it with World War I, World War II, and it looks like we could be on the verge of the next world war. And a scientist, I forget who it was asked what he thought about World War III and what would happen. He said, I don't know, but what I do know is World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
And the story of Atlantis suggests that we've come close to self-destruction before.
Mm-hmm. Can you flesh that out for us a little bit, Dr. Shealy? Atlantis?
Well, apparently there's a continent named Atlantis, and they had all kinds of superior beings, etc., but they self-destructed 12,000 years ago, and remnants from Atlantis theoretically repopulated the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, I was doing some tractor therapy over the weekend. And what I was doing is we have a chain harrow. It's kind of like a 10-foot by 10-foot section of chain-link fencing, except the fencing is about a half-inch thick in bars that are shaped into a large fabric. And the openings are probably 8 inches by 8 inches. So rather than a 2x2 chain link fence, it's 8x8 inches. It's very heavy. It's attached to a steel bar, and that's attached to a chain, and you pull it around with the tractor. So it's 10 feet wide, 10 feet long. And I drag it through the fields, and when the manure is moist and the conditions are right and the sun is out, I can drag this chain harrow through the manure and spread it around. So I spread the manure on 3 fields. I took pictures for the book, before and after, so you'll be able to see it. And I was thinking, as I go round and round and round, you know, the drone of the engine, I was thinking about stereotypes. And I'd like to share some of these thoughts with the class and get Dr. Shealy's input. Stereotypes. What are they?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man.
You,
your dog walker, your cat jugger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And so, Dr. Shealy, in class, I was thinking about this weekend as I was doing tractor therapy, and I was going round and round, and the drone of the tractor's diesel engine was, you know, roaring. And I was thinking about stereotypes. Now, normally, stereotypes relate to describing people, their behavior, their race, their color, etc. But I don't think of it like that. I look at stereotypes a little differently. For example, I extend that behavior to other animals. For example, coyotes. So coyotes behave similarly to other coyotes, no matter where they are. They're predators. They kill. They go after food. They're hungry. And so what they do is they kill deer and rabbits and rodents and birds and fish, and that's what they kill to eat. So if you look at a coyote, you can say, well, you know, I hear the sound of coyotes at night, and my first concern is the cows. And if they sound really close, the next thing the first thing I do in my behavior is to grab the rifle. Okay, that's what I do, because my job is to protect our animals as a farmer. So I look stereotypically at behavior of animals and what they do in normal circumstances for them. And I look at termites the same way. You know, I don't look at termites that are eating the north side of the timbers of a basement differently from the termites that I might find on the south side. I don't say, well, they're different. See, it's a different colony. So they're probably not going to eat the south side of the house. They've got to be nicer than the guys on the north side of the house. So I look at stereotypes as a predictor of behavior. Dr. Shealy, have I jumped off the deep end?
No. I think it's common sense.
Mm-hmm. And so is there some stereotypical behavior in the field of medicine? For example, are there certain indicators that you can see in a person or group of people that indicate their lack of good health? For example, if someone is fat, is that an indicator of medical malady?
It is the disease.
So are you saying that the looking at a fat person, you can generalize and use stereotypical observations and come to a conclusion that's reasonably accurate?
Yes. Now, okay. They might not be exhibiting the full extent. You know, the pancreas has to be seriously dissolved or damaged before they know it. The heart may be damaged before the nerve, the liver. Every organ in the body is at risk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so class, you know, I've heard so many times you can't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes you can. And believe it or not, when I used to be in a bookstore, I would judge a book by its cover, and I'd be able to see the spine of a book as they were displayed for sale. And if I didn't like the spine of a book, and if I didn't like what it appeared to be about, I wouldn't pick it up and look any further. So I did judge a book by its cover. That doesn't mean you can always judge a book by its cover, or you can't always judge a book by its cover, but you can get a good inkling about what's inside by the cover. Dr. Schill, your comments?
Yes. Absolutely. Common
okay.
sense.
And, you know, and frankly, when I was of dating age, I would judge a book by its cover from, you know, 50 feet away. There was a pass-fail. You know, I'm not trying to be someone who thinks of himself better than others, but in terms of my preferences, I did judge a book by its cover from 50 feet away. Okay, if I was going to be introduced to someone and they were walking toward me, I knew from 50 feet away whether there was a likelihood that that person and I would get along. I could tell by 50 feet away. And at 25 feet away, I was even more sure of my decision. And at 10 feet away, I was darn sure. And by 3 feet away, I was positive. And I believe that's what happens during an interview process when someone is a candidate for a job. I believe that the decision is almost, well, I believe the decision is made whether we're going to hire this guy or not, or hire that gal or not, when the person comes through the door. Okay? The decision is made right then and there. Now, the rest of the interview is just to prove our original hypothesis, whether we're going to hire that person or not. And I see we've got a caller on the line. We'll be right back, and Jason will be answering the phone, and we'll put you on the air. So please stay with us and through the top of the hour commercials and news, and we'll take your call. And if any of you would also like to join, you may call us. We'll be glad to put you on. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.